Look, we had that email I shared with you yesterday about the little fella, six, who's been stopped from playing rugby league in Western Sydney because he has a vision impairment, and he has these plastic goggles he has to wear so he can see. And it seems to me that we have people sitting on their hands over this, and I don't understand why. It should be easy to fix. Now, the NRL got in contact with the little boy's mum, and I haven't named them or what club they're from, because I don't want to put any pressure on the little boy nor his club, because his club are quite accommodating. The NRL said, oh, look, we'll get it sorted out in 8 weeks. Or a few weeks, I'm sorry, a few weeks. They've already had it on the plate for 8 weeks. Dave Trodden is the CEO of the New South Wales Rugby League. For all these sins, he appointed me to the board of the New South Wales Junior Rugby League. David, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
How I'm about to call in a marker. Seeing I do this honorary thing for you, we can't have little boys waiting 11 weeks to see whether they can play football with goggles that have been approved by their specialist, can we?
No. Look, Ray, I think in relation to participation in children's sport, principle number one has always got to be, how do we make it inclusive and how do we make it possible for children to participate?
Yeah.
So that's children, I mean, apart from children with vision difficulties, that children with a number of different other issues that might make it more difficult for them to participate than other children. So that's got to be principle number one. I think principle number two is making sure that for all the children, both the children with those vision difficulties and the children that they play against, making sure that it's safe for them all. And subject to those two things, we should be finding a way for those children to play. So,
well, I'll send you a photo of this little bloke, the six-year-old. He's got headgear on. He's got Jonathan Thurston headgear on. And, you know, they're a bit like swimming goggles. So the side of his head is protected by the headgear. And the goggles, he's playing under sixes.
Yeah.
They're not a weapon. I mean, if people tackle him properly, they're not going to get hurt.
Sure. I think one of the things we've done just in the last couple of days, Ray, is that there's not much research into all of these things in Australia, but we are aware of some research in UK Rugby Union, which has studied these sports goggles, and they've been approved for use in UK Rugby Union. So one of the things we're trying to do right at the moment is to access that research and use that as the basis for making a decision together with our chief medical officer, to allow children with these vision difficulties to use the goggles to play. I want them to play.
Well, it's a funny thing. I got a letter from a mum with a little fella with a vision impairment playing rugby union in Sydney, and in the end she got some goggles, I think from Italy, that are used in Italian rugby union, which had come under the same rules as the UK, I guess, in the European Union. But she said, it cost a bit extra, but we wanted our boy to play. We got them over here. The one thing I'm looking for here, Dave, we can't wait another few weeks for the little kid. I mean, he's six. He wants to play footy.
No, it's got to be dealt with in days, not weeks, right?
Okay, so we'll have a resolution in days.
I hope so.
We might have to call a board meeting of the New South Wales Junior Rugby League. There may be an attempt to overthrow David.
I'm actually about to leave my office and go to a meeting of the New South Wales, all of the various districts. So it's something I'll be bringing up at 10:30 when I get there, right?
Good on you, mate. And well done. Good luck for New South Wales next week. Although I noticed that Rothfield's done you no favours this morning, banning the use of Mal Meninga in the Telegraph. That'll only make the Queenslanders angrier.
Oh, well, he's probably just squaring up for the Courier Mail, is he, right?
We'll have a debate in the second hour about that. Thank you.
Thank you. See you, Ray.
And it's Dave Trodden, CEO of the New South Wales Rugby League. So that's heartening. We're not going to have to wait weeks, but rather days, to get this sorted. And we should get it sorted. We shouldn't stop little boys and girls from playing sport because they've got a vision impairment. We need to make it safe for them, obviously. And it is being made safe.